We don't want to help members unnecessary. I know you've got flights to catch. And I've got a long distance to cover to Upington for a provincial event. So, yeah. Welcome at this meeting. Also, welcome to Mr. Kenyon from the National Treasury. Welcome to our staff and also our colleagues in the at Constitution House, in the parliamentary offices. A very important function that they are doing there. So, by the way, is there any apologies?
No, sir.
Zero. Thank you. We went through the exercise on Wednesday where we conducted the briefings in the nine provinces. The feedback I got from the Secretariat is that it went well, and we will now deal in alphabetical order with the negotiating mandate as it has been sent through to us, and we will immediately start with Eastern Cape. Honorable Gaylor. No, don't worry. Yeah, nothing is working here in terms of this. Eastern Cape votes in favour. There was nothing added to that, and we recognise that. Noted. Free State.
Free State voted in favour, Chair.
Let me just get.
And there's no submission.
Free State voted in favour, and there's no submission. Okay, that is Free State.
As the acting whip.
Yeah. The Honourable Matara told me, she said the message is on the way, but let us report of the Portfolio Committee on Public Accounts, Free State Legislator. Here's a full report added to the negotiating mandate. Plus recommendations.
It is the presentation that was made by the
briefing.
National Treasury and the
concerns.
Honorable member who attended the briefing.
Concerns. I think we must just honorable Mr. Shuffin just page 7 of that report of Free State. Point 5, concerns as raised by the committee,
yes. That
we formally deal with that. I think that's a correct way to do it.
Okay, there are concerns, they are about 6, and they are that the unspent allocation should be reallocated to those provinces that are able to spend rather than surrendering it to the National Revenue Fund, that funding for local government with deficit budget should be discouraged as it is an illegal practice. Many municipalities are unable to honor their payment arrangement with ESCOM, some as a result of socio-economic conditions. And the other one is that lack of political will and guidance led to inefficiencies at local government and impacted negatively on spending on conditional grants. The fifth one is that more funding is needed for provincial departments and local municipalities in order to improve service delivery matters. And the last one, that SALGA Free State commits to engage and support local government in ensuring that cost containment regulations are implemented.
Mm.
That's the last one, Chair.
Mm. Then there's recommendations,
okay.
There's also four of them. Maybe you can refer to that.
The recommendations that are raised by the Portfolio Committee, and they are as stated, 4 of them, A, B, C, D. We note them
Fine. As
presented in this document.
The Treasury is here, so Mr. Kenyon will also make his input on that. Then there's Gauteng.
Gauteng. It votes in favor. Are there no concerns?
No, there's nothing.
Yeah, how can you vote?
One page here, let me.
I'm
yes.
Sorry. I'm sorry to.
Yes, Estelle?
Did you see the Gauteng mandate last night, which is part of the fact, but Gauteng this morning also sent their report, which contains two recommendations.
We
so it's not part of the fact, we just see this electronically now, so I'm not sure.
Can you read for
yes.
us and then circulate it after the meeting? Yes, can you just read for us?
The Finance Portfolio Committee recommends the following, that National Treasury should continue with the gradual program of fiscal consolidation that entails reducing the budget deficit moderately but consistently while protecting the poor. Two, that National Treasury should continue with the implementation of significant capital investment in public infrastructure that has a positive impact on employment. And three, that National Treasury should incentivize city compaction initiatives and that's the most efficient utilization of resources.
Stephen noted that as well. You will forward that to Stephen also. That is Gauteng. I'm on to Monday. Let's go to KZN.
They are in support, the distance in supporting notes.
Just get here now. Yes, good. Yes, case it in. Here it is. They also vote in favor.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Thank you. Then we go to Limpopo. Who's here? No one. Although, Dr. Shipping, can you assist?
Limpopo also votes in favor, Chair.
Limpopo votes in favor.
There are, of course, the input by stakeholders that are from number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, that must be noted, Chair. And there are also 6 recommendations from Limpopo.
I think you must deal with the recommendations.
The recommendations,
yes.
as they are, Chair, number 1 of the recommendations, 5.1, is that EPWP grants should be utilized in
order.
A manner that impact positively on the lives of the people. More resources should be channeled towards road infrastructure in order to alleviate road accidents. National Treasury and Provincial Treasury must intensify plans to rescue the situation in Tambazimbi Municipality. 4, government must ensure that schools infrastructure in Vuani are restored and devised ways to ensure that there is protection and security for such facilities.
Mm.
5, infrastructure delivery departments must ensure that their projects are strictly monitored and immediately utilized upon completion. 5, drought relief strategies and programs for informal or subsistence livestock farmers in Limpopo province should be given the necessary attention. Further long-term plan for rain water harvest should be developed to ensure that proper catchment systems are made for the benefit of rural farming communities in the province. Therefore, the committee reiterates its position that rehabilitation of all water catchment dams should be prioritized. The last one, that the current state of affairs in Zimbabwe should not be overlooked as it could simply affect the country and in particular in Limpopo province. Therefore, National Treasury should ready itself for any eventuality that might arise to that effect.
Okay,
I
now 5.6, that situation
6,
is currently
yeah.
under in consultation.
No, but it's not
the
matter that concerns the...
Yes, no, thank you. Thank you, Honorable Mr. Shipping. Let's go to Mpumalanga.
Yes, yes, thank you, Chairperson, for the opportunity.
Hello, sir.
Hello, hi. Good morning, Louis. Great to see you here. Chairperson, yes, thank you very much. Chairperson, there are no huge concerns from Mpumalanga's side, except that there has been a huge discussion, as what we discussed again yesterday, regarding the sufficient time to be allocated regarding, you know, the bill, because the provinces obviously come under pressure like we do here in Parliament, and Mpumalanga would like that to be taken into cognizance. Furthermore, Mpumalanga has no problems. I personally also attended the public hearings, and the mandate is conferred and is accepted. So, thank you.
There is a recommendation from...
there was no discussion about any water pipeline.
Okay, we thank Limpopo Akapumalanga for their mandate. Other members, we go to Northern Cape. We had the briefing in the morning and the hearing in the afternoon, which went very well. There was also stakeholders at the public hearing, and I'm going to point five of the minutes of that meeting. The Northern Cape Department of Education should earnestly be considered for allocation from the saving of 450 million of the Eastern Cape. The department is seriously unfunded and cannot fund approximately 16,000 learners. 5.2, the committee notes the opinion expressed by the AG based on the annual report 2016-17 of the Department of Water and Sanitation and recommend the department prudently spend the funds allocated in the adjusted budget. After due deliberation, Portfolio Committee of Finance, Economic Development and Tourism supports the bill. I also engage with Mr. Kenyon. He will deal with that matter about education. Which one? Northwest? Where's Northwest?
Yes.
Can Honorable Motashuping
do at least there was nothing like the charges here. And the cost of the charges, but off the record, the Northwest Province, supports. And then there are three recommendations as stated on page 8.
I can see it.
Yes, there are only three.
Yeah.
I would not say to them they must go on record on page 8. The recommendations on the Northwest. Except to say that they acknowledge my contribution, Chair. That is very fruitful. It's written here. It's written here.
Well done.
And that is something to be said. Yeah? Thank you very much.
Well done.
It's a very important point highlighted now by Honourable Shipping. It's our responsibility to do that presentation with the support of the National Treasury.
Yes.
Specific giving an overview of the fiscal framework. There's a division of revenue because of the fiscal framework. It was nothing. Thank you, Western Cape.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Order.
Thank you, Chairperson. We also met yesterday morning, and it went into the afternoon, the public hearings. The Western Cape decided not to vote in favour of the bill. And the reasons I'm going to mention here quickly. One, the national government did not place strong focus on one, the vision of the new bill and the equitable share, fiscal consolidation, and underperforming state-owned enterprises or entities. Two, the national government should further consider two, act strongly against corruption, and to support applications from the Western Cape relating to the drought that had an impact on agriculture, economic growth, and employment. That is the input. Thank you, Chair.
We note the input from Western Cape and the view. Thank you for the province's mandates. Stephen, are there any points members want to highlight further? Nothing. Stephen, over to you.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you again for the opportunity to present here today, but also the invitation to the 9 provincial legislatures. I think we always appreciate the opportunity to go and explain and answer questions in those legislatures. As you say, it's a very important process to be transparent through. There are quite a few recommendations here, so I'm not going to propose to go one by one through each of them, but we will submit by Monday morning to the committee a full set of responses to all of the issues raised so that provinces have it before all of them submit their final mandate. I just want to note a few, looking through the full set of recommendations, a few patterns and issues that come through. there are several recommendations that can't be addressed in the Division of Revenue Amendments Bill. I think we must note that, that there are things like the taking account of FFC recommendations, some of the broader fiscal consolidation issues, etc., that do touch on the Division of Revenue Amendments Bill, but are really responded to in our medium-term budget policy statements, in other government documents. Our kind of positions are set up on those issues there. And so we will, in our responses, we will refer to those more appropriate places. There are also some recommendations, obviously, that are not directed to the Treasury, like the ones on the timing of the bill that are directed to the NCOP, and we won't respond to those. In the Northern case, there was a particular issue about the school infrastructure backlog grant, and I think it also came up in one of the other provinces, a suggestion that the funding should be reallocated to a different province rather. And I think just to clarify for the committee where that money has gone, is that is, as declared under spending, that money is returned to the National Revenue Fund, or to be more technically accurate, that money is not drawn out of the National Revenue Fund, which means that national government doesn't have to borrow for that cash and incur that interest cost on that 400 million rand. So for those provinces that express a concern around fiscal consolidation, that 400 million, which we weren't going to spend in this year realistically, assists us in a small way with that. And we also don't think that there would have been other areas within that grant where realistically 400 million rand could have been spent in the last 3 months of the year, because remember, when funds are shifted in the adjustment, in this adjustment bill, they only really become available after the bill is enacted. Usually in December, it has been as late as February though, so that probably wouldn't have been a realistic option. So I think that's just important to bear in mind. On the Northern Cape issue around the number of learners, we'll respond in detail with how the number of learners is accounted for in every province. I think the issues around some of the there are some very specific issues to specific provinces where we'll also provide a little bit more detail on those things around draft assistance, etc., that are kind of province specific. I would just note that both the Northern Cape and the Free State raised in different ways issues around the bucket eradication program, and those are the two provinces where there are ongoing bucket eradication program expenditures. The concern was raised particularly strongly from the Free State, and we've had it from the Free State Provincial Treasury as well. And so from the National Treasury side, what we will do is we will undertake to set up a meeting with the Department of Water and Sanitation, which is implementing those programs. That program for the Provincial Treasury to present their concerns to the department, and for the department to have an opportunity to respond, and then we can agree on an appropriate way forward for next year, which should hopefully be the last year of implementation on that program. But as I say, we will submit a full set of responses to all of the recommendations on Monday.
The talks with that department will be before national budget is tabled.
It needs to be this month before the department submits its final framework.
Excellent. Just on the Northern Cape, on the members, I met with the HUD from the Department of Education regarding the matter raised in the negotiating mandate. I told them, unpack the 16,000, give more detail, that we know more. It was just mentioned in the meeting, so we will handle that one. I recognize Honorable Motlashuping's hand. Anyone else? Honorable Esak after Motlashuping?
No, thanks, Chair. I just wanted to say that correct with regard to the money that must be sent back to National Treasury from a provincial government that is not spent. We should take serious note of it, because our concentration has been on municipalities and cities and metros. So perhaps our focus should change a little bit so that we do our oversight. on the provincial departments, particularly departments that have received disclaimers that have regularly over the years not been spending. It's not a good impression that we allocate funds, we appropriate funds, people don't spend the funds, and lame excuses are given in terms of not spending the money when people are suffering on the ground. This money is meant for service delivery, and people are not spending the money, and it's a very concerning point that I raised also in our legislature, because I said, for an example, Chair, that our spending in terms of the ECD grant in the Northwest was at zero. And I said, this thing is not a very good impression that is given, and something must be done about it. So we need to, you know, enhance our oversight role. Thank you very much, Chair.
Very important point raised by Honourable Bishop in ECD. ECD is the first phase of the foundation phase. If there is trouble there, there will be trouble further on in the lifespan of that learner going to grade 12. And in our oversight, when we do our oversight in our constituency period, put ECDs on your program. After 15 towns, I've got 15 ECDs facilities. Yes, I check them every quarter. Where's the money going to? Yes, I could do my own bookkeeping on the expenditure of funds in my province. Also in libraries, go and check. You can get from your provincial treasury the allocation to each municipality in your province for libraries. Go and check, how is this money being spent in my constituency? And then you hold them to account. We can attend meetings in the legislature, in legislative committees, and ask questions. Yes, because we are an extension of the legislature at national. So let's get that relationship tighter.
Thank you. Yeah. Just quickly wanted to touch on Stephen, in the latter part of your submission, you mentioned this is the last year of implementation of that program. Sorry, I didn't catch exactly what he was implying. If we Stephen, can just clarify and shed some light on that.
We also recognize Honorable Motara. We dealt with all the mandates already. But welcome, you are a very important part regarding the program where we come to, Honorable Gaila.
Yeah, it would be too late to reallocate the money to the provinces.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't that done by the treasury in a mid term? It should be much easier. Yeah. Secondly, the 415 million, when I went to the province, we spoke about it. Not the province, it's the national department.
Okay.
The national department failed because they didn't plan in time to build new schools. So the province has nothing to do with the national department. The department is the affiliate program. That's where the other spending is.
That's where quarterly reports come in. When we deal here with quarterly reports, but also with the legislature. And our colleagues here must be more vigilant. To go back in the history, you see this quarterly report now, 2017, but what happened last year? That you get a trend. What's happening in this department? Is there a problem in the budget office or budget unit of the provincial department? That's why we want this report. And not wait for the AG to come and tell us at the end of the year, hey, things went wrong in March. That's too late.
Yeah, in fact, I thought they were
going to
put it as a recommendation. One of the recommendations was that the planning must be done by province. Secondly, the appointment of service providers must be done by the province. Why did they say that? Wait, 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 wait But they said that the letter department...
Or they, you are protected. Or
the letter department has called service providers, and when they get, they instant cases like one room, and when the guys from Gauteng come, they say, we cannot work in instant, there's no water. That's why the problem is, it is better if they appoint a national team, then they won't have this problem. They have this problem the following year and the following year.
How they're going to tell that man?
All the members.
Yeah.
It's serious matters being raised here. By our provinces.
Yeah.
We are looking at January to do an oversight to our Tambo district municipality. We must see Lubabalo Estelle, how we can filter into that program to get a presentation from education, although it's another portfolio committee, but it comes to finances. That we just don't leave it. Bongo Motara.
Thanks, Chair. Maybe just to link to what Honourable Motashipi is saying, yes, we have focused on municipalities for about 2 years now. We've been focusing on municipalities. I think what we need to do, together with appropriations committee, is to focus on national departments who are under spending. I think there can't be a knee-jerk reaction to solving the problem. Just like, for instance, saying, okay, because national department fails to plan, let province plan and appoint and all of that. Because you're not necessarily, I don't think you're actually transferring the problem, because in other instances, in Eastern Cape, they have planning problems, like the municipality that we focus on. Some of the biggest problem there was planning, and that's why they have the problems that they do. So I think if we make recommendations, it must be to solve the problem, not transfer the problem. And I know that Honourable Gayla is really lobbying for his province, because we want the ECD to be spent, but not to transfer the province. If the province has got the capacity to plan and spend, I mean, so be it. The reality is that infrastructure gets built in municipalities. So basic infrastructure must be provided by a municipality. So it's intergovernmental planning. So you need municipality to plan for it. Perhaps I think even Department of Basic Education can tell us that ECD has not been spent because of those types of problems. maybe the municipality hasn't zoned yet.
No IDP, no
SDPIP, etc. So those are some of those. So when you look at it at face value, you might see that the Department of Higher Education is just not, basic education is just not spending on ECD. But some of the problems may not be the same.
I'm sorry.
What
ECD
is ECD. And it's not municipality, it's outside in there, but there's no municipality. don't wake up late. When you wake up late, you will have this problem.
Order. Now we're not going into that subject now. No. They were out of order. Private time is private time. We're not going into that.
He's upset because I didn't say my private time was easy, but it's fine.
No, just hold it. Just stop it there.
So just to say that, just to say that when we do the oversight, our recommendation must be scientific.
Yes.
It mustn't be a knee jerk and say, okay, because national country, because if we're talking about, I think we're talking about both ASIDI and ECD. ASIDI is a national project. ECD is, but it's both for basic education.
Thank you, Honourable Motara. Is we
my goodness.
No. You had your opportunity to elaborate. This committee is always proactive, and it will review its program for 2018 and filter in what we have to do with all the inputs from our honourable members and our staff. Stephen, over to you if you want to make a few remarks, and then we will go over to the adoption of the mandate.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to reply to the question for clarity from the honourable members. And on honourable member's question about the bucket eradication, hopefully reaching its final year next year. It's always important to remind members when we talk about this bucket eradication program that this is a bucket eradication program for bucket sanitation in formal residential areas, as was identified based largely on the 2011 census results. So particularly, there are a few in other provinces, but it was mostly small towns in the Free State, in Northern Cape, there was some in Eastern Cape, Northwest towns as well, I think, what, a small area in Mpumalanga, with informal residential areas. So it's not talking about what is often referred to as bucket sanitation in informal settlements. Yeah. So informal settlements are a growing and changing problem, and that is funded as part of a broader informal settlement upgrading program. But this particular program, we hope, will be completed next year, but I don't. As National Treasury, we've resisted making a firm commitment to that because there have been so many challenges of one form and another between. No, this is again, like Honourable Gaylor said with the School Infrastructure Backlog Grant, this is also an indirect grant, so it's implemented by the National Department of Water and Sanitation. And the problems that were raised in the Free State in particular are the province critiquing the delivery of the national department. And so I think the point that you're making about oversight of national departments is very relevant in this case as well. Where there are steps that have been missed by the national department in their planning. They've also encountered a lot of technical challenges, rocks that they didn't expect, etc., you know, things that you can understand. So we hope that by the department has also been challenged in that they've had their own expenditure problems and they've had to reprioritize. In addition to that, they've had to reprioritize to fund this program within their grant. So it is a difficult challenge, no one's denying that, and we hope that next year we will either finalize it or we will come very close to it and we'll have a few more outstanding bits in the following year. And I think, I mean, the point that Honourable Gaylor is making about, thank you for reminding the committee, I think, that the School Infrastructure Backlog Grant is entirely a national department of basic education. They do the procurement, they do the planning, they do the implementation. It's not the Eastern Cape province that does that, and it has experienced severe delays from its inception, that grant, and we have struggled with that grant. And members of the committee, I think, should be familiar with the grant because just about every year in the Division of Revenue Bill, we announce some change that we're making to that grant to try and make it perform, finish, and close out. It's worth observing that it is a grant that's designed to address a particular problem with school infrastructure that should have already have been fixed by the time that the national department engaged in those places. So mud schools that should not have been there. But the eradication has, the initiation took much longer. The program is now running at a reasonable pace, but we have had to reschedule the funds over the next 3 years. So we were hoping with that grant, that we would be able to close the grant next year as an indirect grant and return all of the money to the direct education infrastructure grant. And in the MTBTS, we have said that we're going to reverse part of that. So we're going to use part of the money in the education infrastructure grant and ring-fence that money for maintenance of schools because that's a neglected area in provinces. But some of the money will be taken back in the light of the school infrastructure indirect grant. CD, as you call it, or the School Infrastructure Backlog Grant, will continue over the 2018 MCAS for three more years of that grant.
Sorry, I apologize. So the 415 million that I alluded to,
it was never provincial money.
It was national.
So they're surrendering that back to the National Revenue Fund, which is also goes to the other question that you asked about shifting the funds to another province. So that is a mechanism that's provided for in the Division of Revenue Act, which the committee passed, obviously, and it is used. So where there are, for example, last year we used it in human settlements, where there is slow delivery in one province, we stop the allocation to that province and we shift the money in time earlier, but because this is an indirect grant, because they didn't have other projects, that wasn't really an option in this case.
Okay. Thank you for Mr. Kenyon for that clarity. Honourable members, 9 provinces submitted negotiating mandates, 8 in favour, 1 against. I put the mandates to the committee, so we accept it. Proposal.
I move, Chair.
Propose, move. Seconder. Thank you, Honourable Montara. That deals with point 3. We go straight to minutes. There's 2 additions to the programme. After the agenda, it's a letter from the chair of the NCOP, and the other one is an invitation by Kokta. That will take 60 seconds each in total. We go to the minutes, honorable members, of the 17th of October. It's in your pack. It's in your pack, just look for it.
Yeah.
After Western Cape.
After Western Cape. The 17th of October. Hearing on the following conditional grants, agriculture, etc. I put to honorable members page 1. I put to members page 2. Page 3 captures the presentation. Page 4. Remarks that was made. And page 5. I put the minutes of the 17th of October to honorable members.
Move, Chair.
Honorable Motlashupi moves for adoption. The seconder. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Pleasure. Honorable Motara seconds. Thank you. Thank you, members. That takes us to the minutes of the 24th of October, pre-MPPPS briefing by the Parliamentary Budget Office. That was jointly with the other committees in the NA as well. Page 1. All the names. Page 2. Who's in attendance? Page 3. Presentation by the PBO. We received the document that day. Questions and comments. Page 4. Closing remarks on page 5. I put the minutes of 24 October to the committee. Move for adoption. Honorable Motara moves. Seconder. Honorable Isaac seconds. Thank you. Then we go to the minutes of the 26th of October 2017. The reason why we have these stack of minutes, it's the first time we meet alone. So well, we have, and we're dealing with all the minutes. 26 October, Minister's briefing on executive mandate paper and the MPPPS policy statement. Page 1. Right, page 2, there's a long list. Who attended? Page 3. Page 4, remarks, questions, clarity. Page 5. And page 6. I put the minutes of 26 October to the committee. Move for adoption. Honorable Motara moves. Seconder. Can I get the seconder? Honorable Isaac seconds. Thank you. We go to the minutes of the 31st of October. 31st of October. Yeah. The MPPPS analysis. That is the post-MPPPS analysis by the Budget Office after it was tabled. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Presentation. Comments, questions. think that was a very good meeting.
Mm.
And page 4. Right, I put the minutes on 31st of October to the committee. Proposal for adoption.
Second, Chair.
Thank you, all the members.
Chair, can I check something?
You're welcome.
There's a consistent apology here of a member when I was presenting all these meetings. What is what's happening here? Apology, and I think this is a new member. But all apologies.
Yes.
Is that how we do things? Because it's free state. No, I'm just asking, man. I'm asking. Because if people become so apology, it means we can do likewise.
Yeah. Honorable member, yeah, thank you for raising this. I raised this with the Chief Whip, that the Free State province is not represented in the meeting, although there is a person, a member, appointed to represent the province in Finance and Appropriation Committee. We have our committee whip here. I don't serve in a whippery, I don't know if it was addressed elsewhere, but I raised this concern with the Chief Whip on Bombay.
Okay.
And we will take it further.
Okay.
But we will follow procedure. Honourable members, let's go to the minutes of the 1st of November, MTBS briefing by the South African Local Government Association. That's when Salga was called, that was also a joint meeting. That day the committee split.
Mm.
Half went to finance, the other half to appropriations. Put to members page 1. I put to members page 2. Page 3. The input by Salga. Questions, clarity, remarks by members. The committee requested Salga to provide them with the following information in writing. We must just follow this up. Excuse me. We're in the middle of the page that we do that follow up with Salga, because that information is crucial for us before we go into the first phase of processing the national budget 2018. I put to members page 4.
Sorry, gentlemen.
Yes.
I may take it back to page 3.
Page 3?
Yes, the last bullet.
The last bullet.
Exactly what Honorable Moshoping was talking about 5 minutes ago. Here again, it's reiterated about this huge unspent fund, what he raised, that are always sent back. And, you know, year after year, as it says, Salga comes and talk about not enough of allocation, yet millions are returned. So, confirming what Oliver Wood has been said.
On the 31st of March, 4.4 billion rand has been returned to National Treasury.
Mm.
Exactly.
That's a report that was tabled in our committee.
Yes.
Honourable members, I put to you the minutes of the 1st of November, 2017. Move for adoption.
I move, Chair.
Honourable Modla Shuping moves, seconder, Honourable Esa. Thank you. Then we go to the 7th of November, 2017. MTPS briefing by the Fiscal and Financial and Fiscal Commission. Page 1. Page 2. Attendance briefing by the FFC. Members were given the opportunity to make comments and ask questions. That was on page 3. And then page 4. consider the minutes of 7 November 2017 to the committee. Move for adoption. Honorable Matara moves, second by Honorable Patlan. I think we're now going to the last one. No, not yet. Minutes of the 9th of November, National Treasury briefing on the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill, page 1. Page 2, all those names in attendance. Page 3, introduction, briefing by the National Treasury. Page 4, presentation concluded, the members asked questions. Again, the backlog of 415 million. Page 5. I put to members the minutes of the 9th of November 2017. Mover for adoption. Can I get a mover?
I move
the beer with them. Monakedi Esak Ter Blanc. Honorable Esak moves to adoption. A seconder? Honorable Ter Blanc second. Thank you. The last one. 10 November, public hearing on the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill. That was the 10th of November. Page 1, all in attendance. Those absent. Page 2.
Chair.
Yes.
For just to avoid a person who reads here. You see, I'm T, my brother is T, my TD.
I don't know, where are you now?
Page 2.
T, the,
yeah,
T, T must
T
be
D.
A D.
Yeah, TD.
Right, TD.
Yeah, the person will say, how did this man become
a
member?
Correction on page 1, initial. Please correct that. No, it must be sharp and vigilant when you deal with money. Page 2. Page 3. Submissions by the Rural Health Advocacy. And Gokta. The presentation continue on page 4. Input by members. And closing remarks. I put the minutes of the 10th of November to honorable members. Move for adoption. Honorable Esak, move to adoption. Seconder. Honorable Motla Shipping, second. Honorable members, that deals with all the minutes. Now, thank you. We received a letter from the Honorable T.R. Modise, chairperson of the NCOP, regarding feedback from the reply from the National Treasury, the Minister of Finance, signed by the Minister of Finance. I'm tabling this reply in the meeting now, and it will be circulated to you. It referred to the matter on ECD, early childhood development, etc. It was quite a while ago, but it was matters raised by members, and here's the reply. It will be circulated by Lubabalo and Estelle. The second one item on the members is an invitation sent by us from APAC, Association for Public Accounts Committee, but also on the letterhead of COCTA. Invitation to the NAMPAC launch and APAC 20th anniversary celebration on the 27th of November. It's in Gauteng. That's the invitation. Now that's a Monday. The 27th is a Monday. It's sent to the committee, so members who are available must just complete the registration form. I'm going to give it to Mr. Balu and the staff to deal with that. But please, members, if it's possible, do it today. Because the 27th of November is just around the corner, just a few days a week and a few days. So that is a very important thing. Maybe Nosipu can assist that to make to email etc. to us.
Monday.
Yeah. Then we come to the program. I'm going to
about
put
you.
Honorable Mutara on the floor. Yes?
No, don't want to discuss it. If you are available, you feel them. If you are not, don't feel
them. Order. Honorable members, what will be, as you just handed it out, we just received the draft report of the Select Committee on Appropriations on the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill. This report will serve on the 21st of November at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Am I correct?
G26.
Yeah, he knows. G26. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So walk through the report, please, honorable members. We'll appreciate that. Honorable Matara, about the program. Just update us.
Were we not to vote separately on the two committees, Chair?
We are voting alone.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, just to indicate the post-term program, I just want to...
I've got mine here.
I just want to go to next week.
Yeah, we've got the touch. End of the month program and beginning of December. That is, that's not the...
Next week Tuesday we'll be meeting to deal with the final mandate.
It's not on the bed list.
That's
nothing on the bed list. You see, now we make arrangements based on the bed list. Now you come in with a meeting.
For the honorable members, I refer you to this program of the NCOP. It looks like this. It was mailed to us. This thing you must carry every day in your bag. Yeah, this is your diary.
It might, okay. Maybe let me just...
Sorry. Sorry, I interrupted you, sorry.
It might appear on tomorrow's basis, or Monday. But, it's Tuesday next week on the 21st. We're dealing with the final mandate. But the meeting is at 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
The meeting is at 2. On Wednesday, the Appropriations Committee will be receiving a briefing from National Treasury. It's a joint meeting with the Standing Committee, and that meeting will take place at 10. The plenary in the morning is going to deal, at 9 o'clock, is going to deal with the consideration of the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill, and that will take place in the morning. So for that plenary to take place on Wednesday, we have to complete our meeting on the final mandate on the Tuesday. Yes.
When is that meeting?
Tuesday, we are meeting at 2.
Yes.
And then the plenary on Wednesday is at 9. But for that plenary to take place, our meeting must sit on Tuesday. Thereafter is the joint meeting of the Standing Committee on Appropriations on or after plenary, I would imagine. And then on Friday next week we have the Appropriations Committee having public hearings on the NCDBA. So that deals with next week. And then the last week of November on the Tuesday we'll be dealing with the report on the on appropriations. There's two reports from ourselves.
Oh, with the minority one.
Okay. No. That's just committee report.
Okay.
It's not yet the bill. It's
okay.
Just committee report. That's going to plenary. but on Tuesday the 28th.
Plenary at
2, yes. On Tuesday the 28th, there's no meeting of the committee. Am I correct?
Not appropriation.
The finance.
There's other surprise coming in finance.
Okay, so that's the 28th of November, there's no appropriations committee.
Surprise, Chair.
On the 29th of November,
which is the Wednesday.
No. Nothing on Tuesday.
We don't have any meetings on the Wednesday.
No, nothing for preparation.
And then on the Thursday, we just have the we have a plenary ourselves. At the
So the plenary that was scheduled originally for Wednesday the 29th at 2 p.m. that's out. There's no plenary on Wednesday the 29th.
No, there's not.
So that program changed. So.
And then Thursday is a plenary, there's a debate and committee report, none from ourselves. And then Friday, the 1st of December, the Appropriations Committee will meet for the to adopt the committee report on the MCBBS.
Sorry. We are not meeting on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We are only meeting on a Friday.
Yes.
And maybe what are the reasons?
Because of the National Assembly.
Honorable members, you must listen very carefully what Honorable Matar is saying. We are now dealing with appropriation.
Remember, the finance part is concluded.
Yeah.
So now it's the MCBPS process. So because the Friday meeting is because of the MA.
Not fine.
So remember that this is in the event that everything goes according to plan. And then the first week of December, or it will be starting the 1st, ourselves we're going to meet the appropriation bill is going to the House on Tuesday the 1st of December.
Yeah.
That's the finance bill and the adjustment appropriation bill. That's the 1st of December. If all goes well, that will be our last day of work.
You need a quorum in that?
That's a quorum in the House, and we vote individually on the adjustment appropriation bill, the finance bill as well. So the two bills will go to the House. That plenary is starting at 10. It's scheduled to start at 10. That's the 1st of December.
All of you must attend. Don't walk out.
That is very clear. Honourable members, I sensitize you again. Get this program printed and carry it every day with you. Correct. There was a program meeting.
Okay.
This was emailed, so please get this thing today and put it in your bag.
Yeah.
Other members, are there any questions on the appropriation side? Thank you. That concludes the business of the appropriations meeting. This meeting is adjourned, but just please keep your seat. Other members, the Standing Committee on Finance dealt with the two taxation laws amendment bills. We get it every year. It's just a bit late. As well as the rates and monetary amounts amendment bill. As well as the insurance bill. The three priority ones, the two on tax and the one on the monetary amounts. They will be voting in plenary in the National Assembly on Tuesday the 21st. On all these votes. That afternoon, evening, it will be referred to the Select Committee on Finance. I told National Treasury, I told Honorable Karim, Chairperson of the Standing Committee on Finance, the first opportunity we have to deal and can deal with it is the 28th and the 29th of November in the morning, because afternoons there are plenaries, which give us limited space. It will mean that we will have to start our meetings at 9 o'clock in the morning, because especially on the tax amendment bills, there are stakeholders that want to come and make an input to this to the NCLP, as other House in Parliament, to the Select Committee on Finance. There's only one so far. So that is the 2 days we can set aside to do our work between 9 and 1 o'clock in the morning. To be voting in committee on the bills, sharing the Friday morning with appropriations, after appropriations dealt with the two reports. And to have everything in the plenary on Tuesday the 5th of December, that's going to be a very long plenary. Now there was no referrals up to now because the NA is only dealing with it next week. So I'm just sensitizing you. There's no other option because the entropy is rising on the afternoon of the 5th of December. I lodge my concern and my disappointment that this bill was tabled so late. Why can't it be tabled earlier? Say in August or July when we come back in July. It puts extremely a lot of pressure on us in the NCLP. The Standing Committee went through a series of public hearings, so they did thorough work on these tax laws as well as the monetary amounts as well as insurance. That was done. And I will ask Solani, Nosipo, that report be circulated to members to give them that background. Prior reading that you just get that picture as well before we go to the presentations from National Treasury and such. So I gave you what's lying ahead of us. I'm honest with you, I'm looking forward to the morning of the 6th of December. I make no secret of that. Are there any questions, remarks? Myself and Ombo Motara with the management will try and work out this roadmap. I sensitized the Chief Whip about this already, but as we sit here, there was no referrals. It can only come on the 21st of November.
Ombo Isaac. I hear what you say, and I absolutely respect what you say. But quite frankly, you know, this is putting untold pressure. And, you know, if it's expected of us to come to a meeting not fully briefed, not fully conversant, and we're rushing things, I mean, we're supposed to be passing legislation in due respect. And if this is how we are going to do it, I'm just expressing my personal opinion. I don't believe this is the way it's supposed to work, really. And, you know, as much as we would like to participate and be part of the process, but we've got to do justice for the sake of not only Parliament, but for the country as a whole. And rest us, it's like something that works with the beard, that makes us sooner go through it.
On the ESAC, I can assure you this point was addressed in ANC caucus as well. Putting unnecessary pressure on the NCP. This is the last time this is going to happen in the first parliament. We're not going to accept it, and we told Treasury that. Come and table this legislation early in the year, that we can process it. Yes, and not rush it. I'm also uneasy, but we're in this situation, we must deal with it. And we'll do our best to deal with it in a proper way, with the assistance of our committee whip and the whippery.
But is there anything that you know, is upon us, pressurizing us to really deal with it on the specified date, Chair? You were proposing July next year. Is there any time limit to it?
Yeah, Treasury wants it to be finalized. Because it must kick in. Some of it kicked in already.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you now. Nosipo, you must now make a note. These presentations that was done by Treasury to the Standing Committee, that you get hold of those presentations from Alan Wickham, and circulated so long with a note, a cover page, pre-reading, that members can start just familiarizing themselves. Yeah, it's a lot of reading.
I know.
I've got homework every night of my life.
It's a problem I have. I cope with all the reading. Yeah.
So, that's one way of dealing with it, that we start doing our reading.
Yes.
And capture your issues, clarifications, what you want. Let me do the process as smooth as possible. That's the best I can do at this stage. I'm trying my best. So next week you can start circulating on Monday. Honourable members, thank you to the staff. This meeting stands adjourned. If you travel, travel safely.
What about that? Look.
Yeah.